is episode 1790 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 31st, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Yeah, now tomorrow, of course, programming note, we'll be here from 6 to 9 for our 8th birthday.
August 1st.
2012. Can you remember back that far?
Not well.
I mean, especially this year, right? It's like,
I can't believe it's been 8 years.
Like, me either. It's like it was like 40 years ago. Some mornings I wake up and I feel like I've been doing this all my damn life. All right, some random facts for today. Anderson Cooper, you know who Anderson Cooper is, of course, on CNN. And anyway, he doesn't have any formal journalism training.
Okay.
Big shock. Who does anymore?
Who does?
I mean, I went to school. I was a journalist when I was in school.
Right.
And I considered a journalism degree. And then I caught the radio bug. And it was like, to hell with school. I'm out of here. He got his degree in political science from Yale and did summer internships at the CIA.
Whoa.
Well, my goodness.
That's a place to do an internship.
It is illegal to mispronounce the word Arkansas in Arkansas. That is correct, sir.
Arkansas,
you probably
won't
get arrested for calling it Arkansas, but they won't be happy. It's on the books. I didn't know that.
Huh.
Redheads, we've known a few in our lives, have less hair on their heads than people with other hair colors. Average redhead has, I don't know who counted, 90,000 strands of hair versus 110,000 strands of hair for blondes and 140 strands for brunettes.
Well, I've known a lot of redheads with massive amounts of hair.
But the deal is that, yeah, but the deal is, and this is the catch, red hair is thicker.
Oh.
That's the catch. There you go. And Woody Harrelson's father, you know who Woody Harrelson is, Charles, was a hitman.
What?
I love these random facts. And was convicted of killing a federal judge in Texas. In 1979, he died in federal prison doing a life sentence.
Oh.
Woody's dad was a real live hitman.
But
I've never known one.
Now we know of someone
Now we know.
Grandpa couldn't see you, even if he was alive.
He won't be coming to your birthday party.
No.
All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, we're going to be talking about one of our national nightmares.
Uh-oh. They were all settled for the most part.
No.
We talked about Lori Loughlin and Mossimo yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was considering the Johnny Depp thing to be a national nightmare, but it's not.
I hear it's going to be weeks before we hear.
And then there's another national nightmare, but I don't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as we talk about it, I'll know what it is again.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we got one today.
Yeah. The Ellen Show.
Oh, that is a national nightmare.
It is a national nightmare.
Oh, my God. Woo.
As we have reported here on the Who Cares News, TV's number one daytime show has come under scrutiny.
Scrutiny with a capital S, I might add. Capital S.
For promoting an alleged hostile work environment.
Man.
Warner Brothers, the show's distributor, they opened an independent investigation that we're learning today may have included Ellen herself? What?
Jumping on the bandwagon, she is. That Ellen, by golly. You know.
Ellen stated she was part of the investigation in an apology to the staff yesterday.
Oh.
Apparently, it was kind of emotional.
Yeah.
Basically, what Ellen said is that she had no clue.
Of course not.
Again, I say,
We say, No, Ellen's not a meanie. Not that there haven't been people that said that before, but it's just rumors. And Bill Cosby never took anybody to his hotel room. So those are the same kind of rumors. Hollywood is abounding with rumors. Come on now.
I know, but this has been a big one for a while. And she says she didn't know. We knew.
Again, Bill Cosby. We knew.
Hollywood knew.
I'm hoping that she's innocent in all this.
Well, Ellen also said some stuff about 17 years.
Yeah, 17 years. The show's been on 17 years.
It's not who she is.
It's not who she is. Yeah.
She's
okay.
Sorry, even though she had no idea.
She had
no clue.
She had no clue, people.
She did say her name's on the show, so there's that.
Well, that saves her being totally being exonerated.
But when someone says, "I am so sorry, I had no idea."
What else is she going to say? I mean, seriously, what else is she going to say?
Step up and own it.
She's not going to own it. She's not going to own it.
Well, therein
lies the
problem.
If she comes up and says, "I know, I was a nasty, mean-hearted, cold bitch," she's not going to say that.
You know what? Lea Michele gave a better apology.
There's our other national nightmare. Matter of fact. Oh, my God. I don't think this is over. I don't think we've heard the last of Ellen Gate.
No.
I don't think. Yeah.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Because there's still the whole thing about hiring non-union employees to run her show from her house.
Did she not know?
I guess she didn't have a clue.
What?
I'm wondering if she served lunch, though. You know, when people come to your house, you should have, a warm beverage and
definitely a warm beverage.
And lunch.
We learned that.
Yeah.
This year's Emmy nominees will attend. I'm sorry. This year's Emmy nominees for a show that hardly anyone watches will attend a virtual ceremony.
Virtual ceremony.
Amid the formal confirmation has been made.
Sense. Yeah. Yeah. Everything's virtual now. Like this show. We're virtually not here.
I mean, and we're just the voices in your head.
That's right.
In a letter to nominees, the show's producers assured nominees that this will be a top-notch production.
Of course it will.
That is going to make you look fabulous.
As top-notch as it can be on Zoom.
Right.
I wonder if pants are required.
Well, probably not.
Probably not, right?
Well, you got to wonder.
Yeah?
Will the dress designers still be designing dresses?
I think they
will. From the waist up.
I don't think. I'm waiting for the red carpet thing. I mean, it's like, here, I'll tell you what. You open your laptop and you walk past it like you're walking into frame and you stop. And you do the hip pose and you do the other hip pose and you turn for the, supposed pictures.
Yeah.
And then, you're all set.
I wonder if they're going to send everybody a light kit.
A lighting kit, and they do need a tiny little swatch of red carpet. I think that you can't see it, but you can feel it, man.
You can feel it.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dress code is actually come as you are, but make an effort. So this means it's okay to wear formal wear, or designer pajamas.
Oh, I like that.
Now the Emmys are Sunday, September 20th on ABC.
Yawn, and they're going to be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. So maybe he'll wear a smoking jacket.
Maybe.
I had some great pictures this morning from some listeners of Halle Berry. It's starting to become a thing.
Oh, my goodness.
So this one would be a picture of Halle with Pierce Brosnan from the James Bond movie. Uh-huh. But she's kind of like opening her dress top a little bit. Is that a bathing suit?
It's a bathing suit.
She's in a bathing suit, and she's opening up her wrap to show off her cleavage. Standing next to Pierce Brosnan. So I'm going to make that my screensaver today. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow. We're going to do our birthday show. And we'll be back Monday with more frivolities. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.